Hi, this is No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter. And, you know, it's Wednesday before the Thanksgiving holiday. And I thought I would do a good show, a lighthearted show, because of the topic I'm using. And at the same time, one that has a good teaching lesson for you. Another job search tip from The Godfather. But it's not going to be Marlon Brando here. It's actually James Caan as Santino who's offering the lesson. So I hope you find it helpful. Please subscribe to the show. Give it 5 stars in iTunes as well. It does help other people discover it. And with that, let's get going already, huh? This is a quote from the first movie where the oldest son, Santino, talks to Michael, who's about to enter the military. And I think this is where he gives him a noogie. But let me just read the quote to you. The older brother says, "Your country ain't your blood. Remember that." And, you know, it's done in typical James Caan fashion. But, you know, the lesson here is pertaining to job search. It's not about your country. It's about the company you work for. A lot in the way you've been trained to think of employers is propaganda from the employer's perspective. It's about loyalty. It's about working hard for the organization, rising up through the ranks. Don't change jobs too often. After all, you know, lots of cautionary tales that basically tell you keep your mouth shut and go to work. Now, the lesson here really is, what do employers do on their side? They do whatever is necessary to stay afloat. Most firms will do that ethically. On occasion, there are some firms that do it unethically, and sometimes even illegally. With regard to how they deal with employees, frankly, employees are disposable. They use you as long as they can. If they can't need you, if they don't need you anymore, you're gone. If economic circumstances change, you're gone. And, you know, you need to conduct your career in much the same way, too. You can't just sit there waiting patiently for someone to tap you on the shoulder and say, "I think you're ready for that promotion to programmer grade level 2. And I just use that as an example of those stupid institutional titles that employers sometimes use. Think in terms of what's going to advance your career. What's going to help you get ahead? And that could be internally or externally. You know, as I've said many times, the person who gets ahead isn't always the smartest or work the hardest, although those are great qualities to have. People who get ahead remain alert to opportunity. And sometimes those are internal to their firms. More often than not, they're external. When you're tapped on the shoulder internally, it's normally about a patient, slow ascent up the ranks. When you get tapped on the shoulder externally, it's because someone sees something in you that they want, they believe they need, and they think you got it. That's a halo that allows you to leverage that situation much more aggressively. And isn't that really what it's about? It's not about rising through the ranks slowly, because you think you're ever going to, you know, get to the point where you're 65 years old and retiring from these firms? Of course not. They're going to get rid of you way before then or make the conditions untenable for you way before then. So you need to think of your career as being a series of steps up the ranks. And sometimes you will make mistakes. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, you want to be in the position where you're in charge of your life, not an employer. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them anymore. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.